obviously joyous Jaguars locker room at Wembley Stadium as the Jaguars beat the Colts 30-27. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Rapid Recap from Wembley Stadium in London. I'm Brian Sexton. The Jaguars wanted to avoid an 0-4 start. They didn't want to give up any ground in the division, and they'd like to have started an international win streak, and that's exactly what they did. But most important, they got some energy headed into the bye week, 2 weeks to get ready for their next game.
You know, he did some solid things. But I think, you know, we got a bye week coming up. Again, the number of penalties that we had, far too many. I know on the perimeter and the defense we're going to be aggressive, but we've got some things that we've got to work on and clean up. But we'll clean up off of this, you know, this outcome.
It's always fun to play in this environment, in this stadium. The crowd's awesome. But I felt throughout the game that it was in our favor the whole time. Even after the long touchdown that they scored, never did anybody get down or start to question or, you know, say, here we go again. We felt in control of the game and felt that we had an opportunity to end it.
Each and every win is a big win, you know. So, one, because it's our first, but, you know, even more because it's an AFC South opponent, you know. So I think that's the biggest thing. You know, we always hear Gus preaching about owning the AFC South, you know, and I think it started today.
For a while there in the fourth quarter, it wasn't looking like a win for the Jaguars as Andrew Luck led three consecutive touchdown drives to pull within a field goal. However, when the game was on the line, the defense came through.
But the only thing that was going through my mind was, you know, on offense, we got to get the first down. And if we do have to go back on the field and they got 30-some seconds left, we have to go out and get a stop. You know, that's the only thing that we thought, you know, put it on our back and we'll go out and get a stop, and we did today.
So I feel like the whole defensive line, we're getting closer and gelling together, and that's what's helping us, you know, making a play. Not just me and Dante, we still got Sam, Malik, them guys, they're pushing the pocket real great, so.
A few notes to share with you. Luke Jokel left the game in the second quarter with a knee injury. No update, but he didn't look happy. Same drive, Mercedes Lewis, after catching a pass, went down with what's being described as a back. He was trying to stay loose but didn't get back into the ball game. And the Jaguars defense got pressures and a takeaway today. 6 sacks of Andrew Luck and an early interception on a deflected ball. Yannick Ngakoue set up the Jaguars for their first touchdown. And the Jaguars hold on. They lead from start to finish and beat the Colts 30-27. From Wembley Stadium, with your Rapid Recap, I'm Brian Sexton.